The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, if you're a regular listener, you know I really try to avoid the political stuff, but there are some things you just can't avoid. And this is so nutty. This is so crazy. This is one of them. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. This is the 5 o'clock hour on a Tuesday afternoon. Yep, it is. It is a Tuesday afternoon, and I am absolutely honored to be your host. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me here. I saw this headline, I thought, come on, are you serious? Star-studded cast to perform live reading of the Mueller report. Really? Seriously? The Mueller report? Star-studded cast. As I said just before the break, you know, when people started to talk about the Trump derangement syndrome, I thought, ah, come on. Yeah, that's funny, but hey, it's real. There really is a syndrome, and the best description I've ever heard is Trump derangement syndrome. These people are nuts. Listen to this. This is an Associated Press story. Yeah, oh, by the way, just to back up, probably 2 weeks ago, there was a group of Democratic politicians, Democratic senators and representatives from the House of Representatives that stood somewhere at the Capitol building. I don't know whether it was on the steps. I don't know. They stood somewhere, and they read the entire Mueller report. Nobody showed up. Nobody paid any attention, but they still read it. And I thought, well, that'll be the end of that. Oh, no, 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 no. Here it is, Dateline Los Angeles, Associated Press story. Former special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign is getting theatrical treatment. A cast of Hollywood A-listers are set to participate in a live reading of portions of the Mueller report Monday called... Oh, no, we missed it. Oh, no, I can't believe it. I didn't see it till today. I missed it. This happened yesterday. Oh, my goodness. I know all of you are as disappointed as I am. We could have experienced this together. It happened yesterday. All right, I got to get myself under control. Breathe deep, Bob. Breathe in. Breathe out. You missed it. And I'm sorry. I didn't even see that till just now. All right, I'm going to try to compose myself. Keep my emotions under control, and I'll read this again. A cast of Hollywood A-listers are set to participate in a live reading of portions of the Mueller report Monday, that was yesterday, called The Investigation, A Search for Truth in 10 Acts. It will be performed before a live audience in New York. I wonder how many were there. Okay. It will be performed before a live audience in New York and streamed on the LawWorks website beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern. This was last night. And all of you, I am sure all of you listen to the LawWorks streaming website. I never heard of it. LawWorks. Never heard of it. Now, that doesn't mean anything. Just, I've never heard of it. Quote, viewers, and I'm sure there were millions, what could be more compelling to sit around and watch streaming video of a bunch of Hollywood actors read the Mueller report? Whew, talk about captivating. Viewers can expect John Lithgow as Trump. Wait a minute. Well, okay. All right. Viewers can expect John Lithgow, now he is an A-lister, as Trump. Kevin Kline, ooh, another A-lister, as Mueller. Joel Gray as Jeff Sessions. Jason Alexander as Chris Christie. Oh, my goodness. Others, Mark Hamill, may the force be with you. Mark Hamill, Julia Lewis, is it Lois or Lewis? Lois, Lewis? Julia Lewis, I think it's Lewis. Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Sigourney Weaver. Others joining the cast include Alyssa Milano, Zachary Quinto, Ben McKenzie, Michael Shannon, Justin Long, Piper Barabo. It's being called The Investigation, A Search for Truth in 10 Acts. The LawWorks is an organization that advocates. It's a good thing I'm not reading this thing. That is the Mueller report. I am reading this, but you know what I mean. The LawWorks is an organization that advocates for bipartisan legislation and educates the public on the workings of the United States judicial system, including the role of the special counsel. Now, I'm just thinking. The LawWorks is an organization that advocates for bipartisan legislation, educates the public on the workings of the judicial system, including the role of the special... How many special counsels have we had lately? Anyway. Are you serious? I mean, these are some of the heavy hitters in Hollywood. They're going to read the Mueller report. And by the way, we already know what the Mueller report has. And what they're going to focus on is that Donald Trump questioned. He asked his legal counsel. Donald Trump said to his counsel and his counselors around him and his attorneys, hey, I think this thing is a witch hunt. I think it's a bunch of baloney. Can I stop this thing? That's what he did. He asked, hey, can I stop this thing? What can I do to stop this thing? His legal counsel said, you really shouldn't do that. And Donald Trump said, okay. That's it. But he did try to stop it. He asked if he could stop it because he thought it was a witch hunt. He thought it was a waste of time and money, and it turns out it was. And so he asked. Remember, he's not a politician. He's a businessman. He's not been involved in politics before. This is his first rodeo in political office. He doesn't know the ins and the outs of the legal system in Washington, D.C. He does not know what a president can and cannot do. And so as a novice, he thought this whole thing was a witch hunt. And he asked several of his advisors, you think we can stop this thing? You think we can block this thing? And his legal advisors said, no, you can't. And what did Trump do? He said, okay. And that's it. That is the obstruction. Oh. Headline, star-studded cast to perform live reading of the Mueller report. That, my friends, is Exhibit A for Trump derangement syndrome. Wow. That's just, oh my goodness. Oh, I got another story. I don't know whether I'll get to that. I might deal with that story. I might not. Hang on. I'll be right back.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, so many have just lost their mind, not just here in America, but around the world. I got a crazy story from the World Health Organization, the WHO. I'll get to that in just a moment. But since we're dealing with the weird and wacky, some of you, I was completely, totally unfamiliar with this organization, but some of you probably know them. It is a crocheting community called Ravelry. R-A-V-E-L-R-Y. Get it? Ravel. Knitting. Not revelry. Not rivalry. Ravelry. R-A-V-E-L-R-Y. It is an online, very popular knitting and crocheting community. Well, they have standards, though. And they have announced that as of yesterday, they are banning all content, even mentioning Donald Trump. This is a knitting and crocheting online community. And I quote from their website, "We are banning support of Donald Trump and his administration on Ravelry. We cannot provide a space. We cannot provide a space that is inclusive of all, especially white supremacists." Yeah, this includes support in the form of forum posts, projects, patterns, profiles, and all other content. Yippers! "We cannot provide a space that is inclusive for all and also allow support for open white supremacy. Support of the Trump administration is undeniably support for white supremacy." There you are, folks. If you support Donald Trump in any way, shape, or form, you are a white supremacist. Even the many black folks in our audience that support Donald Trump. And you know what? You would probably be shocked at the number of black folks in my audience that voted for Donald Trump. I think you would probably be shocked. I'm surprised, I'm not shocked, by how many black folks in our audience who communicate with me who voted for Trump. Well, I guess they're white supremacists too, even though they're black. So anyway, if you are into knitting and crocheting and you voted for Donald Trump, you better find another online community because you're not welcome at Ravelry. And of course, that's all in the name of inclusion. Now, that makes sense, doesn't it? In the name of inclusion, they are excluding about half of the people in America. Makes perfect sense. Okay. And then this story from WHO, the World Health Organization. For over 30 years, all right, for over 30 years, WHO, the World Health Organization, has had an internal classification of diseases, and one of those diseases was gender dysphoria. Or gender identity disorder, either gender dysphoria or gender identity disorder. So in other words, For over 30 years, the World Health Organization has classified someone who struggles with their gender as someone who needs help with mental health. Gender identity disorder, gender dysphoria, was part of the International Classification of Diseases. Well, for the first time, let me just read it. In its first update to the International Classification of Diseases in nearly three decades, the United Nations Health Agency has declassified gender identity disorder as a mental disorder. They have declassified it. It is no longer a mental disorder. It is now called gender incongruence. Yeah, it's not gender identity disorder because that was a mental disorder. Now it is gender incongruence. Are you still with me? You hanging with me? Why did they declassify gender identity disorder as a mental disorder? They declassified it as a mental disorder so those that are suffering from it can get counseling for their mental disorder. I know you're confused, so am I. They declassified gender identity disorder as a mental disorder in order to, quote, reduce the stigma. And they're hoping that if people who suffer from what used to be called gender identity disorder as a mental disorder, they're hoping that by reclassifying it, it will reduce the stigma and those people can get help and counseling and psychotherapy. So they're declassifying it and saying, well, it's completely normal, but you might seek treatment anyway. This is just so nuts. This is just so nuts. So on one hand, they're saying, well, it's completely normal, but if you do suffer from it, you probably should see a mental health specialist. But we're hoping to reduce the stigma so you won't be embarrassed to go get help. This is the kind of nutso, insane reasoning that we're seeing not just in the psychological community here in America, but this is the World Health Organization. Just totally, this is nuts. Yeah. Dr. Quentin Van Meter of Atlanta, a pediatrician for more than 40 years, says, why is the UN Health Agency contradicting itself? Why would you want to treat something that's normal, the pediatrician says? I think that's a good question. Oh, my goodness. All right, quick break.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.